This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bill Gates suggested the other day that the way he sees it, more than half of all travel that is done for business is just not going to come back after the pandemic's under control. That would be of concern to hotels and rental car companies, but perhaps most of all, airlines. Business travel is commercial aviation's biggest profit center, so if Gates is right, or even half right, really, there are some adjustments that are going to have to be made. Marketplace's Andy Euler talked to some business travelers and some business leaders about what their travel plans might look like in the months and years to come.
Before COVID, Andrew Mobley says he was on 8 to 10 flights a month for his job. He's in sales for RealPage, a property management software company. He lives in Dallas, but his territory is California and Arizona.
Going from Dallas to LAX, staying in LA for 2 days, 3 days, that's a $4,000 trip.
That's the flight, hotel, rental car per diem, taking clients out to dinner. He says in March, that all stopped. He's doing everything by Zoom these days.
I think it's shown that we don't necessarily need the travel. It's not, you know, as required as it once was before technology, you know, before we had Zoom and even teleconferencing.
He hasn't heard anything official yet about whether his bosses will send him back on the road once the pandemic ends, but he expects his company will scale back the travel budget. It's just so much cheaper to stay put. Chris Anderson is a professor at Cornell's School of Hotel Administration. He says pretty much every company is having the conversation about the value of meeting clients in person versus connecting over the computer.
For the most part, we're super productive in this model. And so I think what that means is there's going to be some hesitation in the business sort of side of things to go back to the way things were.
He says he could see as much as 25% of business travel just never coming back. And for airlines, that's a major hit. Business travelers make up about 10% of airline passengers, but they account for between half and three quarters of revenue. Business class is more expensive, so the profit margin is higher. Bank of America estimates business trips contributed $334 billion in revenue to the entire travel industry last year. Anderson says business travelers will probably be paying more for flights for a while as airlines deal with diminished demand.
They've parked a bunch of capacity in the desert. They're not sort of taking on new planes as quickly as they would have otherwise. And so what that means is that will be another barrier to business travel because it's not going to necessarily be cheap to travel as the airlines are slow to add that capacity.
Alan Andrews isn't all that concerned about the price of a business class plane ticket. He's VP of sales at Zeus Industrial Products, which makes tubing, insulated wire, and fiber optic cables for the energy, healthcare, and automotive industries. He just wants to get his 50 to 60 sales reps out of their home offices.
When it gets down to it, our business is best done face-to-face. And we want to get out. We want to see the customers. We want to see the engineers. We want to see people. And we want to build those relationships.
His sales team in China is already there, meeting with customers in person. He's looking forward to that day in the U.S. and says so far there's been no talk of his company reducing its domestic travel budget after the pandemic ends. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.